Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, our halacha topic from the last daf in Maseches Shabbos Kuf Nun Zayin is the halachas of using a thermometer and measuring on Shabbos. Our Mishnah Kuf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph and the Gemara elaborated on it described that during the time of the father of Rabbi Tzadok, they had done a measurement of mitzvah for Shabbos. This is codified in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Shin Vav Siv Zayin. Mutter limdod b'Shabbos medida shel mitzvah. It's permissible to do a measurement on Shabbos for mitzvah. Kigon limdod im yesh b'mikvah mem sa. That one is allowed to measure on Shabbos if a mikvah has mem sa. The Mechaber then goes on to say that the halacha would also be that to measure for someone who is a chola would also be acceptable. In a seminal tshuva, Rav Moshe Feinstein in Orach Chaim Chelek Aleph Simin Kuf Chaf Ches points out that there are two reasons in the Rishonim earlier on in our Masecht on Daf Kuf Chaf Vav for the Isser of Medida, the prohibition to measure in general. It's clear that there is an Isser Midrabanan to measure. What exactly is the nature of this Isser? So, of course, we're not talking about measuring and cutting. There, if a person measures and cuts, that's an Isser D'Oraisa Mechatech. But what about Stam? Measuring ingredients, measuring sizes. In such a case, there's an Isser D'Rabbanan. Says Taisus, the reason is because of Uvda D'Chol. It appears like the Malacha that one does during the week. It's reminiscent of that. Rashi says that it appears as if you're doing it for Mechira. In other words, it's not just Stam, it's a weekly habit, but it's some type of part of the Isser Midrabanan of being involved in commerce on Shabbos. Rav Moshe points out that the Magen Avraham paskins like the opinion of Tosvos, that the Isser is specifically something of Uvda D'Chol. Says Ramesha, for that reason, he thinks it's a davar pashut, that measuring temperature would not qualify as something that is an uvda d'chol. There's nothing about measuring whether someone's sick that has a chol connotation to it, and therefore, he says, mi'ikur d'dina, he thinks it should be mutter. However, there is a maila to be machmir, because at the end of the day, it's being modeid. However, someone who's mekel ain limchos bo. Ramesha then goes on and says, but if the fellow is sick, it's not just, well, he's not feeling so well, but he falls in the category of a chola sheyesh bo sakana. In such a case, says Ramesha, the halacha is that it is going to be permissible. Rav Neman Zal told me in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, and just like at the Daf Yomi today, when I quoted in the Daf, Rav Shlomo Zalman, my dear son, who's named after him, walked in, so too as well. He's here now, as I quote Rav Shlomo Zalman's psak. Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Neman Zal reported, and I was thrilled to see that the Sefer Pnini Halacha by the Masifta Gemaris points out that this is in the Sefer of Ma'orei Ha'esh from Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Neman Zal crunched it. He summarized Rav Shlomo Zalman's position in a sharp word. He said that measuring temperature on Shabbos using a thermometer is not uvda d'chol, it's uvda d'chola. And what that means is the following, and this is how it's spelled out in the name of the Ma'orei Ha'esh as well, and that is that when do we have the fear of uvda d'chol? If you're using a measuring utensil, like a measuring cup for baking, or a ruler that is also used for malacha during the week as well. So that's something that has a connotation of uvda d'chol. However, a thermometer is never used for any particular malacha per se. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal meant when he says that it qualifies as uvda d'chol and not uvda d'chola. Finally, Rav Vosner is quoted as having a fascinating discussion along these lines. If a woman needs to monitor her her temperature based on the need and the difficulty if she's staining for her to get a clean hefsik tahara. And maybe that could also be called a tzarech mitzvah, like we learned in Simen Shin Vav, Sif Zayin, that we learned that the halacha is that letzarech mitzvah, the measurement is going to be permissible. Measuring is going to be permissible letzarech mitzvah, and maybe in terms of monitoring for the mitzvah of tahara b'mikvah, even if it's not measuring the mikvah as well, would be acceptable. Either way, it is clear that for a chole, it will be mutter across the board. For someone that's not feeling so well, Reb Shlomo Zalman was also makil across the board. Reb Moshe said there might be room to be machmir, but hamekil, you should not be moche. Reb Shlomo Zalman felt that it was mutter lekulei alma. Finally, there's one last interesting question. Finally, there is one more fascinating question, which is a lot more complicated, and that is, okay, you're allowed to use a thermometer to measure on Shabbos, even, according to many, if the individual doesn't fall into the full category of a chole she'en bo sakana, that's nafal l'mishkav, that is in bed. What about causing the thermometer to fall back, with the mercury, to run the mercury back to its low levels, so that it could be used again? Bepashtus, the halacha, Rav Neman Zal told me, would be the following. If there seems to be a need to use it again on Shabbos, then of course it would not qualify as hachana d'chol. Then one on Shabbos, for the use of measuring again on Shabbos, would be permissible. Especially someone who is working in an infirmary, or someone who is an emergency worker, a Hatzala member, and so on, who's still using a mercury thermometer, in such a case, if it is common to need to use it again, then it might be appropriate right off the bat to lower it. If one does not lower it, then the next temperature that is taken could be an error, and that could compromise an individual's health, and in such a case, it would be permissible. So Rav Neman Zal was thinking, in the context of the broader picture of health over here, that it could very well be that it would be permissible to lower it as well. What if it's in a house where it's not likely that there'll be another chola and there won't be really a need to lower it? So Rav Neman Zal thought he gave an important leniency, which is mestaber. And that is that if in your house, after you use the thermometer, you're always careful to lower it back to the original temperature, and if on Monday someone gets sick and the temperature is measured and there will be a confusion due to the fact that it wasn't lowered on Shabbos, Rav Neman Zal thought in such a case that does not qualify as hachana d'chol. It's a tzorech for refuah, and there might be room to be makel as well, even on Shabbos, for the refuah on Monday or Tuesday. Certainly, if it would come l'day sakana, for sure, everybody would agree that it's mutter. However, Rav Neman Zal seemed to hold that even if it would just create a confusion of choli down the line, it might be permissible to prepare and to lower it on Shabbos, even though normally it would constitute as hachana d'chol. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha topics from Meseches Shabbos. May we be zoche to learn halacha together as well in Meseches Erevin, and then Be'ezer Hashem in Zvachim Menachas as well, even halacha l'maisa. May we celebrate the siyum of the next Mesechta, Be'ez Mikdashenu.